This is Epicenter. Hello and welcome to Epicenter episode 10. Yes, we are in the double digits now. I know it's scary as all hell, but it happened. And I'm Chris Puner. And with me, as always, is...
Kevin Schachschneider.
And George Wood.
Mm-hmm. The dynamic trio talking about philosophy and shit. So, today, it's my turn to drive the conversation as I will and please, which is always really exciting.
Especially when you're texting women.
I'm not texting, I'm actually pulling up an email for us to read.
Oh.
So we got an email.
We did.
Which makes me a happy panda, and I'm sorry I haven't responded to you yet via email. I've been really busy with a ton of other shit.
Well, we're acknowledging him on the show, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure that's adequate, but still.
You know who you are.
I'm going to read it in a second, but we were at Comic-Con for 4 days.
Yes.
Kevin and I.
Chicago
Comic-Con 2011. And that was a blastoise. But it sucked up a ton of our time. So, you're also probably wondering why this is, like, half a week late. It's because of that.
Yeah. I couldn't go. That was sad.
Sorry, George.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun, but it's not, it was something to beat yourself up about. It.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
It really, I mean, you have to be into that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Fat people in costumes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm all over that.
And,
we should get to this email.
Yes, okay, so I'm going to read this email, and then it's going to go into our topic. Actually, I'm going to say the topic first. The topic is lifestyle from the viewpoint of a consumer. So, things that would affect your lifestyle through, like, the type of country you live in, or the money system, yada yada, things like that.
Excellent.
So, the email is from... There's no name on here, so I can't really give you a name. Hey guys, you're doing a great job. I was listening to an episode a few weeks ago, and I heard that you were thinking about having vegetarianism as a topic. So I thought I might help with some ideas for it. Just some basic topics could be the various reasons for it, such as ethics, religion, or health, and whether or not vegetarians' dietary restrictions should be accommodated at restaurants and other places. Another idea might just be why some vegetarians are assholes to other people as well as the other way around. I do happen to be a vegetarian, but I don't expect people to accommodate me, and I generally just keep it to myself. I don't understand why other vegetarians expect people to accept them when all they do is act as though not eating meat makes them better than others. Just thought I'd get the email ball rolling with this. Keep up the good work. So, first of all, I cannot say thank you enough for actually writing us an email.
Yes, absolutely.
Because this is episode 10, and this is our first one.
Yeah, it's cool. We got some discussion.
Yeah, finally.
Now.
I like a lot of the stuff that whomever you are said.
Had to say.
Yeah.
So the first part is, was suggesting that we, you know, talk about vegetarianism, which is what something we wanted to talk about before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, well, we don't want to talk just about that. So vegetarianism is a lifestyle of sorts. Has to do with the food that you eat.
And yes.
Whatever your reasons are behind it, whether it be religious, you know, or ethical or dietary or whatever. So, the first question I have for you two is, how do you view people that are vegetarians? Vegetarians. Not vegans. We'll get there in a second. But vegetarians. Which means that they don't eat, like, beef and pork and chicken.
Right.
They'll eat, like...
Some fish.
Like some fish.
And eggs. The term eggs. Pescatarian means they'll eat fish and eggs. Well, generally, that it has a lot of different things.
Okay.
As long as they. As long as they aren't trying to force vegetarian on other people, I generally respect them because it's. I don't think it's as easy as most people would believe it to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a respectable thing to do as long as you're not an asshole about it, which is a surprising amount. Well, not a surprising amount, but there's you can find vegetarian assholes fairly easily.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I don't mean anything by this, but when somebody is generally homosexual, they're a little bit more aggressive and defensive. It's because they're a minority, you know?
That's...
And society isn't, like, totally accepting. So it's like, what do you expect? The stereotypes are assholes.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism, maybe.
But I know plenty of vegetarians and plenty of homosexual people that are fantastic. it's like the same thing for anything else.
Right, I'm not saying the majority of vegetarians are. I'm just saying it's not a difficult thing to find them. Because I've got plenty of vegetarian friends. Kevin?
I mean... I've never really met someone who's an asshole vegetarian or has tried to, I don't know, force or even flaunt the vegetarian way of life. I mean, I know a few people who adhere to that, but I don't know. I mean, you view it like race, like, you know, religion. It's just something that sets you apart and you can't really... discriminate for it, and I mean, you shouldn't be looking at someone different for this, obviously.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's just a different. It's another part of a person's character.
So when you're asking me how do I view them, I don't. I just look at them as other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even less so than you know, because they don't have the physical differences of someone who's of a different ethnicity, or you know, even the fanaticism that someone of a different religion has.
Right. Yeah. We're going to get to that in a bit.
That makes sense. But I do still think that the actual act of being a vegetarian is a... Yeah, I can respect someone for doing it. So I half agree with you.
So you do.
I half agree with you.
Yeah. So what about people that do flaunt it? How would that make you feel about that person?
Irritated and annoyed.
Yeah.
Because... unlike Kevin, I've met several people who are vegetarians and flaunt it, and not only that, but are constantly trying to bring other people into it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with saying, hey, this is what I think, but they're, like, telling people they're incorrect for not being a vegetarian. And I know this sounds crazy, but I've experienced it.
Well, do you find that those people, the reasoning behind it is spiritual or ethical or, the health benefits?
In this case, it was mostly ethical.
Okay.
And, but at the same time, I feel like they're, at least in the specific case I'm thinking of, the person was trying to, more than just say, like, advertise vegetarianism, they were trying to say, hey, I'm a vegetarian, everybody look at me. So.
Yes. How old was this person?
17, I believe.
Okay.
I believe. I could be wrong about that. I did not ask them.
Okay. I mean, when being different and you've convinced yourself that it's a good thing, like that different, something that's not usually accepted, mm-hmm. not saying that you're a redhead in a predominantly, you know, brunette population, that doesn't make you that different. You don't, like, flaunt that you have red hair.
Right.
Because nobody gives a shit about your hair color. Right. But things like that, people tend to just, like, throw it around sometimes just for attention.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially in settings like school.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This was not in school, but it very easily could have been.
Ho, 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 ho.
It very easily could have been. It wouldn't have made a huge difference in the way they were doing it.
The scenario that I had run through my head when you were talking about this was, like, you just sitting down at lunch with your friends, and then it's, like, the first day of school, and some kid comes and sits next to you guys, and you guys all, you got, like, a roast beef sandwich, and then your friend whips out, like, a turkey sandwich, and then the guy that just sat down opens up a box, it's a salad with some little tomatoes on it and stuff, just starts eating it, and you're like, that's all you got? It's like, no. Pulls out an orange. Like, oh. Anything else? Like, you know, I got some pieces of sausage and cheese. You want some of this? Because I'm not going to eat all this. He goes, ew, no, man. You know, vegetables and fruits are the way to go.
I can't agree with that, man.
No. Fruit salads are cool. Fruit salads are pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me know.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to let you know. I wasn't sure if you knew.
Alright, so, people who are fanatic about this, how do they make me feel?
Yes.
Is that what the question is?
In your face fanatic.
Okay, well, I'm just going to compare them to kind of the people who are I mean, I could always sit there and say, oh, the religious zealots, but let's not be biased here and go with something that I believe in, atheism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ticks me off more than the atheist who basically sits there and says, God doesn't exist, debate me about it. Yeah. And throw their arms in the air, cross their hands, and then just sit there and you know, wait for the shitstorm to arrive in their face, ready for it, you know,
and they
to
revel
accept
in it.
Right. Religious debates, there's not exactly two sides to this. There's not like a religious and a non-religious. I mean, it's just kind of a different path almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you would have to pick which one to debate, you know, the ethical, the spiritual side, or the health beneficial
side. Right, right. So, and that's what I'd be more interested in. I mean, if someone's trying to force it down my throat for a religious reason, I'm going to treat them the same way I do with everyone who tries to force a religion down my throat, right?
Right.
But I'm actually, I've heard a lot of arguments on television and different programs for the vegetarianism. I'm always interested in hearing the science behind, you know, the benefits to your body behind the argument. But I could really care less about the ethical one. I mean, most people aren't competent enough to argue ethical debates in society. And that's, mm-hmm. That's not saying I'm not going to try, but
right.
Yeah, I'm not going to put aside my time here to really...
Okay, you know how they give you those commercial programs that are trying to get you to donate money to children in Africa, and they show you, like, this slideshow of the saddest, cutest African kids.
With those, the really sad song in the background.
Yeah, and those giant eyes that just, like, suck you in.
Make
right?
you want to cry, man.
Yeah, they just break your heart, and they're like, pick up the phone and donate and stuff. That's good cause and all. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying that tactic... What if somebody showed you a slideshow of the cutest, saddest-looking cows?
I've seen those before.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And, like, how would that make you feel? Would you just not care? Because they weren't, like, I don't know.
Well, I've been confronted with this before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Then describe the situation to us, Kevin.
Well, you know, it was an ethics teacher trying to really pull everything from us, I don't know. He made a lot of great points, and I just sat there and said, "These are all great and wonderful ethical points." And I think I was most conflicted, and still am a little bit on the issue between the throes of one side sitting there saying, "Well, it's natural. I mean, that's evolution. We've been designed to, you know, our bodies have been designed to process meat, but you know, ethically, I could make a bunch of." Innocent creatures not suffer.
Right.
It's the whole they're being born to be killed thing.
Yeah.
And that's...
Farms, just in general.
Yeah. Well, no, because, well, if you're talking like a natural farm, they generally let the animal die naturally, but what I'm talking about is when they're bred and then hormone injected and then slaughtered at the age of two. Not even two, actually. That's a gross exaggeration. It's like 3 months in chickens. But that's what I have a problem with. But I, at the same time, it's hard. You know, people can say it's evolutionary.
Yeah.
The same way that you can say.
I mean, you're not
going
to be able to tell the difference between a baby chicken and a chicken when you eat it.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's a difference between lamb and baby lamb, but that's like the only thing I've ever heard the difference of. It's just because they call it something different.
You're thinking of cow and baby cow.
I think
veal.
Isn't veal baby lamb?
No, veal's baby cow.
Okay, well then, cow
it's
and baby
a calf.
Calf. My bad. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you don't hear about that. You know, you'd have to really, really, you know.
No,
research.
You just have to think about it.
Like,
I mean,
well,
really. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be a moron to sit there and say, "Well, this meat obviously didn't come from some adorable animal. It had to be blood sucking, ravenous, you know."
Well, I mean,
cows that were ready to tear their owners' heads off. Right? No, I mean, you're. I mean. I think any consumer who's ignorant enough to not know what they're doing, you know what I mean?
No,
you
I mean the specific right. ones where they come from either a natural farm or not, you know? Or a farm where they abuse their animals before they kill them.
I'm not going to argue this just because I don't think there's really any difference between, I mean, an animal that grows up, you know, and lives a few more years to get killed or, you know, whatever. They don't let them die naturally.
Well, yeah, it's not
because they would be sick. Because
then the meat wouldn't be gross.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. I mean, they let them live a little bit longer. And a lot of the times it's because they can get work out of the animals, whether that be, you know.
See, I haven't heard that, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
That is horrible, but it makes sense.
I wouldn't say it was horrible.
Well, I mean,
it sucks.
Logically, I mean, hey, if I can let this guy live a couple more years and get a lot of work out of him, logically, it absolutely makes sense. But it's still
ethical issue.
It's an ethical issue that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Logically, it makes absolute sense, but a lot of horrible things make absolute sense logically.
Yeah, Machiavelli.
Uh-huh.
So what about vegans now, if you take it a step further, you know?
Mm-hmm. This is actually something I was thinking about a couple days ago, which, like, you know, vegans don't drink milk because they can't use any animal products or any form of that. Now, there's people who would argue that, you know, it's being milked is healthy for cows and they feel extreme pain if they aren't, but we have machines to do it now and do it daily and do it constantly. And so there's people who argue either side of that, say we're helping them, but then at the same time, you're kind of hurting them. And I was thinking about that, and I just, to be honest, I don't really know where I stand on that. Because it's, I mean, it has to be done for the sake of the animal. The same thing that, like, shearing sheep, they will boil if you don't shear them occasionally, because their wool will grow.
It crosses over that line of, oh, I can see what you're doing here, too. I mean, I understand what you're doing, but is it truly what you're saying it's for, right?
Right.
Like, is it to an extreme at this point?
Exactly, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. The way I see it is, I see most vegans as the, vegans as the ones who care about the animals more, and the vegetarians as the ones who mostly do it for health benefits. And I think that's just the majority of the time that, that seems to be how it is. That's definitely not the case, because I've heard arguments for how vegan diets are even healthier than
vegetarian,
although I'm not sure if that was, you know... I'm not quite sure. I haven't been able to verify any of that.
From my knowledge, and you know, again, I'm not super educated, but from my knowledge, you got to be semi careful with vegan diets, because you got to really know what you're doing,
right?
Because otherwise, you're gonna malnourish yourself to an extreme degree.
You have to. There's a ton of substitutes you have to
have to, or you will.
Yeah,
get
and I'm sure
sick.
Most of it's vitamin supplemented too.
Yeah, so if you know what you're doing, I'm sure it can be very healthy, but you got to know what you're doing,
right?
And that's the complication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna have to. This is gonna be a little bit off track. You're gonna have to stay with me, guys. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And this is because Kevin and I have talked about this in the past a little bit, and I'm interested in what you have to say. Do you know any people that are incredibly stingy?
Like, what do you mean? Is this gonna be a trick question?
No. People that are very cautious about how they use their money.
Oh,
and now,
that.
What I mean is just more careful than the average person.
Yeah, I know some people who are pretty careful with their money.
Okay.
It might, yeah, yes.
What do you think the reason is for that?
Some people say that it can save them money so they can spend it on a later date, or save it to spend it on something bigger and better in the future, but... That's the two main reasons I found, but I'm sure there's other things that I just am not thinking of right now.
Okay. That seems to be smart with their money. I mean, like, people that are just stingy, they just don't spend a lot. They
like
just like
they
to
just...
hoard it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I do also know people like that.
Yes.
But I think if I asked them, I don't know if they'd be able to give me a real reason other than they just want to have money around.
Yeah.
They just want it.
Like a security thing.
Right. They need it there even though they're not going to use it.
Okay. So there's a difference between being smart with your money and being stingy to such a degree that it seems almost illogical, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like an extreme, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to pull a parallel between vegetarians and vegans and then this other things. And I was going to ask you the next was, what do you think the true nature is of these choices, right?
Like, of the stinginess?
Yes.
Like you said, a desire to feel secure, maybe, I don't know, so if they were ever in trouble, they could pull themselves out of being in trouble, like financial trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we took a quick little break. Kevin had to leave. Something pressing and urgent came up in Kevinland. So
Kevinland is in some turmoil right now.
Yeah, he's going to school tomorrow, and he's really busy.
Yeah.
So we'll just carry on without him. So we were talking about stinginess and things like that, and how... you mean there's logical reasoning behind being stinginess to a degree, but then at what point does it turn over to an extreme that you're just kind of like, that's ridiculous?
Well, you know, there are hoarders out there, people who just gather and gather and gather items and stuff from their lives, but I think that could be applied in the same way to money, people who just gather money with no intentions of doing anything with it, they just group it up and they just want it for whatever reason. Maybe they don't even know. They just want their money.
Right. It's kind of like the whole too much of a good thing.
Yeah, you know? I suppose you could say that.
Like, even though saving is a good thing, if you save even too much, there's really no reason to it in the end.
That, and you could also say that if you save a lot, you're going to become more afraid of losing it, and that's going to prevent you from getting done what you need to get done.
Right. So what I'm going to ask you then, George, is, are these things an acceptable version of extremes? Such like so vegetarianism and being slightly cautious with your money. Like, these are extremes of behavior, but are they acceptable in society?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're right? acceptable, obviously.
I mean, that makes... We were just talking about that, how it doesn't really bother you as long as they don't throw it in your face.
Exactly.
It's a personal choice, right? So, can this sort of behavior turn self-destructive?
Yeah, absolutely it can. Just as most things can, I think that people can go a little crazy with it and maybe devote their lives to something that's just what should be maybe a part of their lives.
Right.
And now there's obviously people who are going to... Like, the really extreme vegetarians out there would want to hit me right now for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
People who say, no, this is what you do with your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that don't do it safely or correctly.
Oh, yeah, that that too. Mm-hmm. People who maybe don't, like, if you become a vegetarian, you're probably going to have to adjust your diet so you get the stuff that you're losing from meat.
Right.
And maybe people don't do that correctly, and that can lead you to being very sick.
Okay. So at what point do we decide that there is an issue with these people?
In this specific case?
Yes.
As
in, like, do we respect their choices and let them do their thing?
Oh.
Or do we step in, you know, say something, do something?
Well, if someone's ill from this, then I think you should probably step in and say, hey, if you're going to do this, you need to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
But they're... I mean, yeah, I guess once you notice, like, an actual difference in them because of their choice would be when you say, like, a negative difference would be when you need to step in and say, hey, you're doing this wrong.
Right. It's just, your choice, these choices to be a vegetarian.
Yes.
Isn't necessarily a bad choice, but to some people... Vegetarianism is a bad choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just because they don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So, making a choice that could be normal and acceptable can turn into an extreme without you even knowing it.
Very easily as well.
Yeah, yeah. You can just get sucked in and do a poor job.
Right. Once it starts rolling, you can't
kill yourself.
Yes.
Right?
It could end in death.
It could end in death. So, are certain extremes now acceptable as norms in society?
I mean, however many years ago, someone who didn't... I mean, you know, there's always been vegetarians.
Right.
But however many years ago, it was a very uncommon thing, and now there's restaurants out there that have... Like, there's entirely vegetarian restaurants, and even if it's not entirely vegetarian, almost every restaurant that you can go to has vegetarian items.
But let's think about other things besides vegetarianism.
Oh, okay.
Like other lifestyle choices. So when you go skydiving, right, you're toying with death.
Yes.
Right. You're jumping out of a plane. You're falling thousands of feet. And then you're pulling a chute that has a failure rate. You know?
Any like, failure rate at all.
Any at all. It's not guaranteed that you're going to survive. And yet people pay to do it, right?
Yeah.
So why do we stop people that, I don't know, like abuse drugs, but they, you know, like they... It's easier for you to do, right?
Right.
Like, certain things are illegal to do. Or those people that do self-mutilation. Oh, that's another thing. How about self-mutilation? Like, where you, I don't know, like, you either you cut yourself or those piercings, like those crazy yes. ones, you know?
Yeah.
But it's okay to pierce your ears. And it's okay now, socially, to pierce your nose, your upper eyelid, yeah. your lips.
Yeah.
But as soon as you pierce things like, I don't know, your genitalia, you know?
Yeah, or something, then it's too
then
far,
it's,
man.
Then it's taboo.
Yeah, you know? I think it's just limits people naturally set, even though they might not be the most logical. It's trying to stay within their zone that they feel secure in, and stay within what they think is logical.
Yeah, even but though. It's odd to see how the law plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's illegal to like abuse drugs. You
except
know?
Nicotine and alcohol
and caffeine. I mean, I'm drinking energy drink right now.
Yeah, well, okay,
it's
so
an addictive drug.
Caffeine free, but right. My point stands.
Yeah, it's they're an addictive drug.
Yes.
And so is nicotine, right? You were just saying, that doesn't add up to me.
No, me neither.
Right,
not
so
at
it's
all.
Just, it's weird to see how many extremes are norms. And I think those sort of things are changing.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty sure that homosexuality was viewed as an extreme.
Right.
At one point in time, an unacceptable extreme, and it's becoming so acceptable now.
Yeah, it's becoming part of modern culture.
It's becoming legal.
Yes. And another thing is, like, alternative religions. Back in the day, you'd be
a
heathen. These days, it's
mm-hmm.
something
it's okay.
that's there.
Yeah, you can have an open forum discussion on it and not get hit by rocks.
Yeah.
You know?
Or hung upside down by your ankles.
Exactly. Or, held up by your thumbs.
Oh, holy crap.
Yeah, hung
that
by your
awful.
Thumbs. Yeah, I use those thumbs. It's just, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's everything slowly works its way in, whether people like it or not. Mm-hmm. Like it or not.
Right. So I'm just, I mean, the only point that I was trying to make here today was trying to show that anybody who has any sort of misconception about vegetarianism,
right,
vegans, or stingy people, for that matter, or anything else, extremes or whatever,
it's all,
it could be acceptable at one point in time.
It's all relative.
It's perspective.
Yeah, it's just, it's gonna work. Well, not gonna. It could very easily be normal in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So don't let the vegetarian crowd know your name for bad things, because mm-hmm. they might get you in a couple of years.
Yeah. Watch yourself when you're talking to people like that. Because you don't want to say something offensive.
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
PETA will be on you.
Yeah, they will. They absolutely will. And to be honest, it's really all I had to talk about. Most of this was supposed to be supplemented by Kevin.
Yeah.
But he is MIA.
So. I have something.
Okay.
What about the people who do practice those extremes, who give a bad name to the people who aren't quite as extreme? Like PETA, for example. I'm not saying that what they do is bad or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not trying to be anything like that. But some of the things they've done have led to people thinking bad of vegetarians. Like, through TV shows making fun of PETA, people now associate that with vegetarians and vegans. So through, even if it was inadvertently, they have added some negative connotations to it.
Yes.
Do you have any other ideas of things that have done that?
Political parties.
That is a very good
example. I mean, you think about the Tea Party
mm-hmm.
and how that's giving conservative Republicans really, really poor names.
Yeah, for people who view that negatively, then they're, you know, it might not be as educated or as logical, or think about it as logically.
Yeah.
They see that and see that it's semi-chaotic, and they're gonna automatically associate that with something that isn't exact. It doesn't necessarily have to be that.
on education. You know, it's just like the downfall of any argument. Or, like, yes. if your opinion is built on things that you aren't really sure of, if you're not deciding, making a decision based on facts.
Right, if you're just saying
something.
I don't know, I'm going to side with that.
Right.
Because it sounds cool.
Then it's probably a poor choice.
Yes.
Probably a very poor choice.
Yeah, I can... That makes sense, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, the same... There's parallels with that, with religion all over the place. Like we said, politics.
Right.
It's just...
There's the...
People suck, man.
People suck. I'm not even going to say what I was just going to say. Just people suck.
And they do. They do. So don't suck if you're listening.
Yeah.
Have opinions based on facts.
Well, then again, if they're listening, they probably don't suck. Because they're listening to us.
I mean, yeah, really. All seven of you. We love you. And the person that sent in the email that didn't put a name on their email.
You've got double love.
We love you the most out of anybody. So if you want us to love you, like we love this other person, you should definitely send us an email. And we will definitely talk about it on the show. Because we're always looking for interesting things to talk about.
Yeah, topics or anything, we'd absolutely love it.
Even casual conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we just love to hear
from people. Yep. So you can send us an email at epicenterpodcast@gmail.com. And that's really that. I mean, go to crabhammer.net for other shows, Leakcast, Beta, if you're into gaming and stuff. If not, that's cool. I mean, whatever. No judge. And you can also find information on, like, the Crabhammer Studios Twitter feed, the Facebook page.
And if emailing's too much of a hassle, we now have a comment system, as we have for some time.
We do. And so just go up to the podcast tab, hit Epicenter, and it'll filter out all the Epicenter shows, and leave comments on, you know, the shows posted. And, yeah. Absolutely. We'll probably read those on the show, too.
Should we mention that people are going to school, so we will not be doing the live recordings?
Right. So what we've been doing since the beginning, because this was birthed in summer, or the beginning of summer. Well, I'm going to college. Kevin is going tomorrow.
Yes, Kevin's leaving tomorrow.
Technically, he's already gone.
Yeah.
And George is going back to school, too. So the gist is that we're going to be separated, and we won't be able to do these live recordings. So you might find a slight difference in, like, our performance.
Right.
And our conversation.
Right. You won't hear me giggling in the background the whole time.
Because we're going to be recording over a voiceover IP.
Yes, so it's going to be a
little choppy.
Little different. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, maybe not choppy. We'll see.
But it'll be a little bit different. So if there's a sudden change in sound quality or levels, I'm real sorry. Please send in emails and let me know if there's something wrong, because that happened with the other show, and I was able to fix it based on what people were telling me. So just let me know, because I edit. So
That's it. That's it for this week.
Okay, we'll see you guys hopefully next week, and if not, it's because we're all getting situated for school.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.